Simen Yud Halacha Yud Tes Ein Lach Loises Tefillin Ad Achar Kedushas Uval Tzion. You should not remove tefillin until after the kedusha of Uval Tzion. Kasha Omer Yehi Ratzon Shenishmar Chukacha, because it says, "May it be your will that we will keep your statutes." Umakom Shenagim Shabiyam Kriya Sefer Torah Ein Machzirin Sefer Torah Ad Achar Kedushas Uval Tzion. In the communities where it's customary that on the day of Sefer Torah is read, the Sefer Torah is not returned until after Ashrei Uval Tzion. Ein Cholzen Asat Tefillin Ad Sheyachzir Asat Sefer Torah Lehechol. You should not remove your tefillin until they return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh. Simla Davar, a simon for this is Vayavar Malkam Lefneim Hashem Bereisham. Their king will pass in front of them, and Hashem will be at their head, which is in reference to the Tefillin Sharosh. V'chol sheyesh, v'yom sheyesh milah, on the day that there's a bris milah, and lachot ad achar milah, you should not take off your tefillin until after the bris milah. V'reish chodesh cholzim kadim tefillas mosif, v'reish chodesh, you remove your tefillin before tefillas mosif. V'chol moed sukkos, and chol moed sukkos, kulim cholzim kadim halal, everyone takes off their tefillin before halal. Chalmai Pesach, a tzibur cholzim kadem halo. On Chalmai Pesach, the tzibur removes their tefillin before halo. Vashleach tzibur achar halo, and the shleach tzibur removes it after halo. Halacha chaf, cholzim meumad. You remove your tefillin while standing. Meiser sakrichos min etzba. You should unwind the coils from the middle finger. Ushtaim ushalosh krichos mezraya, and two or three coils from the arm. And then you remove the tefillin sharosh, and then you remove the rest of the tefillin shayad. Because it says, it says, "Taitafos bein einecha," in lashon rabim. Darshu Rav Sinai Zochen Levracha Kol Zman Shebein Einecha Yushdaim. As long as the tefillin sharosh is bein einecha, it should always be in a pair. It should always be two. Therefore, you put on the tefillin shayad, and then you put on the tefillin shalrosh. You put on the tefillin shayad and remove the tefillin shalrosh. Kolzman shiyeh shalav shalrosh, tia alav gam shalyad. Any time that you have the tefillin shalrosh on, you should also have the tefillin shalyad on. Yesh lachlo shalrosh biyad small shihiyad keya kidei lahar shakasha alav chalitzasan. When you're removing the tefillin shalrosh, you should remove it with your left hand, which is your weaker hand, in order to show that it's hard for you to remove the tefillin. The real mitzvah is that tefillin should be on you the entire day. Because we do not have a guf naki an entire day, we remove them after davening. You should not remove your tefillin before the Sefer Torah of Leif Nei Rabbi or in front of your Rebbe. You should remove them on, you know, to the side. The minig of the chachamim is to kiss the tefillin when you're putting them on and when you are removing them. You should not remove the talus until after taking off your tefillin. Halacha chaf aleph. The tefillin should be placed inside the bag. In a way that in the morning you know to first take out the tefillin shayad. You should not put the tefillin shayad on top of the tefillin shalrosh. Came into shalrosh through the shasa gedolim shalyad, because the tefillin shalrosh is more kadosh than the tefillin shalyad. You should put them next to each other. You should put the bag of tefillin inside the bag in your talus bag. Lamata, on the bottom, and your talus should be on top of the bag. In order that when you put your hand into your talus bag the next morning, your hand should first touch the talus, and you shouldn't pass over a mitzvah to do another mitzvah.